So it was really kind of cool how LaRue was bringing out the whole testimony about seeds, because we have been given that seed of life from the time we were born again. That nature came alive when we were born into that newness of that nature that proceeds from the Father, because we were given that gift. And it is this gift, it's a gift of life. And we see by virtue of the living Word of God, when we are in His scriptures, He's causing us to be translated to see what He captured as the very essence through nature, if you will, of our nature. He speaks about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we've all partaken of that because we live in the world and it is around us and has been from the time that we were conceived and even before. Because there's a difference between the world and the earth. The earth He has created, the world has become man-made in so many ways, like religion and education and the things that we're taught and that are caught, that are learned from our parents, that are often doing the best that they can and could do with rearing us in the ways of the Lord, if we were fortunate, and then in many ways outside of that love and nurturing which the Father wanted all of us to know and understand from our parents. And I could tell the difference of those that had a dysfunctional upbringing, and we can discern it, and we can see it, we can hear it often when one does not know the Lord, or they're conformed to the world and not so much being transformed in the inner man, because they carry a certain, even like a darkness and a vibe on them, which shows how much that those that had a very good upbringing, like there's dysfunction and, you know, functioning so well, they are what LaRue would call like the Mary Poppins upbringing. And I've encountered those also who know nothing about what's going on in the world, nothing even about child trafficking. When I was sharing with some friends about a year and a half ago, and I was like, how can you not know about this? So many people don't. And I've been stepping out in greater boldness to let people know that the Creator is grieved with what is taking place here in this world, and He wants everybody to be awakened. And that sleeper spirit must be awakened and brought to life so that we can understand and partner with the very Holy Spirit who's given to us as a gift to teach us, to advocate with us as we carry a presence and anointing that comes from the Father, that comes from the Lord Jesus. And so when we see what we're seeing in nature, He speaks about how I am the vine, John 15:5. And we are the branches, you are the branches, not the branch. It is branches. And it's because we need one another. When we share stories with one another, testimonies, whether of brokenness or pain, heartache, disappointments, and overcome those things, that is a means to change the world and help others have hope. Because I think that as one who is a minister of the Lord and one who's been very drawn and even so passionate about seeing people be set free, it's this part that He's created within me. And there's that means of being necessary to even surrender those things that we can bear with the burden of others in sharing their pain. And it's in surrendering it to the One, because you have to be trained even to do that, being someone who's very empathetic and very compassionate, because He gives us the gifts inside of us that tie into our callings. It's the very gifts that He's placed within us that we discover about who we really are, the very core of who we are, not the parts of our soul that want to be presented as this person or that, person, or I'm, you know, I'm a teacher, I'm a cheerleader, or I'm a student, I'm a vice president of a company. You know, this is not who we are. These may be the things that we do, but everywhere we go, he's being the one who's calling us to express the fruit of the Spirit that flows from yielding to the Holy Spirit. Because everything outside of the fruit, and it's not fruits, because he's looking to develop and mature all the fruit of the Spirit. The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I'm going to kind of break it down in a moment, because I was capturing and seeing just how very sweet and succulent and very just inviting that fruit can be, that you can feed others. Because when you have nothing to give to anybody else, and your vine is drying up, and your tree is not being watered by the one who waters us, you can sense that emptiness, that numbness, that void, that disconnect. And in the times when I felt that way, I'm like, what's wrong with me? And it's because of needing to be filled and stay filled up with Holy Spirit, who's always there, who is our best friend, who is the one that we love and loves us and helps us in all of our ways when we feel the feelings that our soul is feeling, or maybe the body is feeling, because the body can feel pain, and it's speaking to us, and we have to be in tune with that sense of self-awareness, but also in the midst of taking the time out for others, because we can become too involved with our own issues and look inwardly. And then when we do that, we can avoid people, or we can isolate, and that can be so costly also for the individual when they're not connected with Holy Spirit, because that can cause a counterfeit guardian to bring that protection to the soul parts that may have been broken when the Lord is saying, bring it up. When we are going through things, when we have other branches and they're bearing fruit, they can feed you when you are feeling that weakness in your own heart and in your own soul and in your own spirit. The value of gathering together, the value of showing up, even when you don't feel like it, you show up and the Lord will always be faithful. And there have been times when I'm like, I need time for me, whether it's, you know, I mean, maybe not just like sick with a cold, but just needing that time to, like we all do daily, not just that Sunday face, that Wednesday face at work, that face to the family, friends, is being authentic. Is that lily blooms, the lily face, bearing that laughter, because when we're around people, like Mama Lily and those that are here that we trust and love, he says, do not forsake the assembling of the brethren. We withdraw our own gift and the gifts that are within us when we don't show up. And so he's been saying much about being present, being in the presence, because intimacy is what develops the fruit of the Spirit, because it's the watering of the Spirit, it's the watering of the soul, and it's bringing about that agape love, because apart from him, I have nothing to give you or you or you or anybody who may be coming for some healing and deliverance. But I love when I do come there and just sit, and I don't know this person, but God does. Holy Spirit rises up, and I'm like, wisdom is on the move, because counsel and understanding and hearing things that you are not hearing them say, seeing and knowing things that you wouldn't know, it shows up because he trusts me And he trusts you and he trusts us when we yield to Holy Spirit. And his Spirit is the one who's strengthening this spirit man, this new man, this new nature that's going from a newborn babe into maturity, into the fullness of all the fruit of the Spirit. We can't manufacture that fruit. We can't strive to be a better person. We cannot do anything because otherwise it becomes works. But when we are a surrendered vessel and invite Holy Spirit to even show those areas within that are unattractive or that are very, like, sometimes ugly, you know, that can be very frustrating, you know, just little simple annoyances. I mean, we can have this impatience, and it's like, that is the flesh. And I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about, or any kind of agitation about this or that or that. I mean, it's like the Lord wants us to walk in that patience and gentleness. And when we look at that, and we cannot measure up to that standard, he doesn't say, do this, do that. He says, surrender. He says, yield to the one who's been given to you to help you, to Christ who lives in you, for you to fall more and more in love with the one who has it all, who's given everything to you. And here's my scripture on that. It's Romans 8:32, and he says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All that we have need of, he's given to us already. It's already done. We don't have to strive to become something that we are wanting to become. It's really being in Christ, connected to the vine, who brings that life source and that force to the parts within that are lacking and feeling weak or infirmed or frustrated. I mean, it's like he wants to bring contentment. He wants to bring that faithfulness because he is faithful. He produces the faithfulness within us. So I want to touch on these areas because let's look at love. It seeks the highest good of others. And there's so many that are so mature walking in love in this house. I mean, it's an honor to co-labor with those that are part of this house and others throughout this city that I've had the honor and privilege of meeting that are truly seeking after this kind of good for others, this highest form of love. For love is not based on the emotions or feelings. Aren't you, like, glad that love is not an emotion? It is a fruit, and it is a decision of being committed to the well-being of others. It's not based on circumstances. It's not based on what we have in the bank account. It's not based on our appearance or another one's appearance. It's all about love. It's that agape love. It's giving unconditionally without expecting anything in return. And it's like checking the heart. It's like, I'm giving freely, even often making sacrifices to give because I want to be a generous giver. I want to do what I do with joy and gladness. And that wanting is what comes in alignment with the Father's wants and desires and will for us that he flows through. So joy, again, this was a joy that ties not into happiness. It's like, okay, I'm so happy right now, but I'm not happy right now. In 5 minutes, I'm happy, but I'm not happy because something happened. And I'm like, it's like, it's to be a yo-yo. We want to completely and utterly put our trust in the Lord, not in our financial success, not even in our health or popularity. I mean, this is what the world offers. It's like success that makes one think that they will be happy if they have all these things. And it's an illusion and a delusion. And it's what the world offers and a force even on the other side of that, the tempter. So by believing in God, obeying his will, there's so much more joy and harmony that begins to multiply within being quick to receive forgiveness and being quick to give forgiveness. I mean, this is such a elementary thing, but I've had people say, well, I don't want to forgive. I'm like, well, I can't help you. And Holy Spirit can't help you because you have to explain it's a choice. I don't want to forgive. That's that stubbornness and that pride. And it's not the fruit of the Spirit because the Lord forgave us. So we can forgive others. So peace, we love that peace. Anybody love peace? Anybody love dwelling in that perfect peace? And it's like when you're off, you're going to know it. Taking that moment to step aside and say, okay, Lord, what is it? What's the issue within this heart? Because Holy Spirit's trying to reveal something's off. Or you might have a knot in your stomach, and it may not be about you. It could be about somebody else. But he brings the reassurance of the rivers of that peace. He provides that lack of fear, because fear brings an anxiety and even like a restlessness. It brings things that are not of the new man and the new spirit man that is coming forth and arising in harmony and oneness with Holy Spirit and with the Lord. He's bringing us to that place where we bring our whole body before him, soul and spirit. He longs to give us all this and has already given it to us. And it's for us to tap in to all that's within. Peace is that freedom from worry, oppressive thoughts, and anxiousness. Has anybody ever experienced any of these things? You know, something comes from your report. I mean, no, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Trying to control others because, you know, you're agitated and you're like not content about something that's going on. He wants us to be in that state of perfect peace, the rivers of peace abiding in him. And it's a beautiful place to be. I so don't like when I am not flowing in the spirit. And I can be the first one to say it, even though mostly we want to deny it. It's like, nah, I'm not mad. And you're like fuming about something that happened 10 minutes ago. That patience. Slow to speak, slow to anger, no complaining. Amen. Can I get an amen in the house? It's being aware, self-awareness. I mean, we've heard that so many times from this pulpit. It takes awareness of his kingdom that dwells within, where we draw everything that we have need of, which is our inheritance to bring forth here in this kingdom. And it's a journey. And he's the one who's empowering us through the Holy Spirit. Patience is that slowness in bringing correction or avenging any wrongs done against you. It's the quality of a restraint, this patience, preventing us from speaking and acting out hastily. And there's a scripture that I was looking up also because it shows our foolishness when we are, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. He who is slow to anger, to wrath, has great and deep understanding. People are so much more respected when there's self-restraint. If somebody like boils over and loses control, it's like, back up, baby. Because it's like, who wants to be around that? Kind of a force, because it's not of God. It's not of the Lord. And it speaks of, but he who is impulsive acts folly and foolishness. There's a foolishness, which means lacking good sense, lacking judgment. It's a stupidity. And I don't like to even say that word stupidity. I usually say ignorance. But there is a foolishness and a folly that comes with that anger and with that wrath. And he's the one who brings that conviction. But here he says, My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, being a good listener. I'm telling you, that is a gift when people know that you hear them and are listening to them. They feel loved. They feel valued. They feel that you are worthy of being heard. When one is slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Have you ever had conversations and you get cut off or somebody's like talking over you and you're like, you fade out and the person's not even aware that they just talked all over you and you're like, you have an opportunity to stay in peace, forgive, abide in love, and possibly address it later. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't do that, because there's no awareness of that. And it's so funny because husbands and wives are like, or friends, you know, bumping one another, because there is that tendency. We've all done that. But when we yield and say, oh, gosh, forgive me. Oh, continue. I mean, I want to be one who does more of that, being aware. So kindness, being, the men are on the back row. Let's get hot in the kitchen. Am I stepping on some toes? I'm not doing it. Holy Spirit's doing it, because Holy Spirit's interceding on my behalf, as is the Lord. So let's move to kindness, because I love people who are kind. Don't you love kindness? And there's a gentleness, a sweetness, a tenderness, a softness versus boastful and angry and being this prideful, rebellious, me type of personality. Time to put that one down under. It's like not even 6 feet under, but further down under to never be seen again. And it takes the death to self, because, I mean, we can all, if we're really honest, admit that we've had these moments, and it's very, very unattractive. Because beauty is not skin deep, it's the beauty of holiness, it's the beauty of the heart, it's the beauty of the fruit of the Spirit that is so becoming. Goodness. Oh, I love the goodness of the Lord. I love goodness. When you think about how goodness, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, shall follow us all the days of our lives. I love the goodness of God, the Lord, and being a child of that goodness, that generous spirit, that generous and open-hearted giving selflessly, that desire to be going above and beyond for others, and not holding on to things. I'll tell you like a little story. It almost may not even mean anything to you, but this happened like after Christmas. It was in January, and I was at Hobby Lobby. I was like huge, like double, triple sale, because it was after the holidays. And I was like, okay, well, what's left? Because I mean, I always want to try to get something new with each Christmas, because some of the other things are old or broken or fall off the tree. And so I was going to the Hobby Lobby up here, and I found these beautiful, like silver sparkly, and I like sparkles. I admit I like the sparkly things, but there was like these beautiful silver sparkly placemats. And I got 6 of them, and they were all gone. And then there were some red ones. I go, oh my gosh, I like these too. Just to change things up. I like being able to have that creativity and that expression. And I know people in this area that love to be able to be creative with God too. And so there were 7 of them. I tell you that. So there's 7. I go, okay, I'll grab an extra one, because maybe I can put the other one in the, hey, yo, show. Yo, don't be talking over Mamacita. Okay, so there's like 7 of these red sparkly ones, and I liked them. And I go, oh, I like these too. And they were probably like, gosh, just $2, maybe $2 or $3, because it's like 75% or something insane. So I was like, woohoo, I scored. I didn't even show LaRue, because I'm going to bring them out this year. And so there's a woman that goes, oh, where'd you get that? And I was like, well, it was over there. I said, but they're all gone. She goes, oh, I've been to 3 Hobby Lobbies, and I just needed one. And so I'm like, here. And I gave it to her, And she was so excited, and it was something so simple. And I was like, I didn't need all of those. And it wasn't even like a sacrifice, but it was just something that, it's just those little things that can make somebody else's day, and it costs nothing. I mean, it kind of did, but it doesn't. It really didn't and doesn't. And, you know, it may have not even have been 7. I think it was 6, but it didn't matter. I had an abundance in my shopping cart. I'm like, here. I said, are you sure that's all you need is the one? So anyways, this is like something, I mean, it's like teeny tiny. But, you know, when you do things like that, it's between you and the Lord and Alice with all y'all, but it's like, it's that little, and it's just that being that gift to somebody else, you know, a perfect stranger, you know, however and whatever that may mean to you, but being more and more generous as we're moving along in this world, giving freely, faithfulness, being dependable and loyal, trustworthy. This is that firm and first devotion to God, because he's faithful to us and he causes us to be faithful and loyal and dependable with one another, with responsibilities. I love how this house flows together with special events and with the connection that we have with one another and with friends and loved ones. It's this connection through trust that God has given for us to truly edify and build one another up, being there for one another, this faithfulness, gentleness, being humble. It's being. It's not striving to be humble. It's just being humble and connected with the Lord, being calm, that non-threatening demeanor, being in a place of actual strength. There's a power and a strength that comes with being in that place of gentleness. And then self-control. The thing is, with control, when we give up trying to control others, trying to control situations, trying to control our kids or our grandkids, what they're listening to, what they're watching, taking things away from them. I remember when I would do some correcting with Carson, and I would like take one of his toys or like a DVD or something. He's like, well, take it all. He was like, all or nothing. I'm like, I've done that. I do that. I'm like, you can see yourself in your kids many times, because it's the nature of our humanity and our, even like our genes. But it's also that genes of the Father, created in his image, created to give, created to be loving, created to be in a place of that kindness and those, that patience. And we have none of these attributes of the I am without being connected to the I am. And it is this unique gift that the Lord has given us and helping us come into the character of our Father. Because character is developed in our new nature, our new man. That character has to do with our thoughts, with our mind, having the mind of Christ, and the moral qualities that we just cannot make up on our own without him. It is a part of what he develops through Holy Spirit, that we will be known by our fruit, by the fruit of the Spirit. So when he, through intimacy, brings that security of who he has created us to be, is by being in and with Christ that he shines. So anybody want to shine for the Lord this year? Anybody want to be a giver with liberality? I was telling Lewis, like, gosh, I just want to like start writing checks. I just want to start giving into causes that speak of righteousness, tying it into the things of the government, things that have to do with my time and my energy and the turning around of what we are seeing in the world, letting people know that it takes that holy fire. It takes that fire from the Lord. We cannot even cause that fire to come upon our own selves, but it's by locking into the one who has that holy fire. So when we are yielding, surrendering, you'll lack nothing. He says it. You will lack nothing. There is that heart of the Lord that he is causing to arise that changes outwardly through our behaviors, the expressions of Christ, the one and only true Son of the living God. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you are bringing those attitude changes, that you are changing us from the inside out, so that shining glory of the Lord that clothes us and covers us and protects us as your love always protects, always perseveres. This love, this faith that you have placed on the inside of us as your family, as your children, as your sons here in the earth continues to shine more and more. It is out of the expression of the heart. There literally is that like this magnetic, electromagnetic force shield that flows around each and every one of us. And I just see each and every one of us all around the earth connecting by this power of Holy Spirit that covers the whole of the earth when we are in unity with the Lord and with one another. And this is his power, his glory that is being revealed. So Lord, we give you honor and glory in this house for who you are, who you are bringing and causing to bring that transformation within, so that all that remains is the fruit of the Holy Spirit within our spirit man, that perfect harmony, Lord God. We love you and honor you and praise your holy name, Lord, as we surrender all in the holy name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the Messiah.